big. There's old head cold McGinty over there in the corner. Someone is saying, you're right, the only thing to clear a head cold or clear a flu or anything is an old shot of poutine.
I love it. I love it, lads.
I don't know how it's made. They wouldn't tell me, but the old Mountain Dew up in Mayo was very, very, very prevalent. It was basically, I think it's made out of potato skins and sugar.
I've had it before, you know.
And it's like 89% alcohol or something. It's ridiculous.
I guess where I had it.
Where did you have it?
In Mayo.
Of course it is.
Castle Bar.
We are the moonshine kings of Ireland.
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's illegal.
It's crazy stuff, all right?
There's a reason why it's illegal. Like, even if you put it into a passenger jet. Like, the engines of a passenger jet would struggle with it. And you get there, you get to London pretty quick.
It would.
But we won't be indulging in anything illegal. We'll get you some proper head and cold.
Exactly.
All right. Wink.
Wink, wink.
So, did you do a bit of swinging over the weekend? I know you're mad for the swinging.
I didn't manage to catch too much of it.
We are,
of course, talking about the golf.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the golf.
That's boring.
Yeah. We can go down the other road if you want.
Where is the hotspots for swinging?
I don't know.
Douglas Golf Course, Fota, Castle Martyr have a beautiful course.
Yes.
If you're ever lucky enough to get out to the old head of Kinsale, which is
stunning there, isn't it?
It's the greatest course in the world, like bar none. I know they say Augusta couldn't hold it. Augusta couldn't tie the old head's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful. If you stand what's the pub? Is it the Speckled Door? If you stand up there, that's the old head of Kinsale. You can see the golf course.
The Speckled Door, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Am I right or am I wrong, lads? It's called the Speckled Door.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
There's the clubhouse that looks out over the water.
Oh yeah,
the old head is behind gates. Like when you go to the old head,
you
can see.
I think you can see it though from the Speckled Door.
Okay, if anybody on this show knows pubs, it's you.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason we're talking about golf is he did the business.
He did.
Oh my god.
How much does he get? 21 million.
No, that's the purse.
Oh.
21 million is the purse between all of the players. I mean, even if you come 25th in this, you get something.
Oh, that's really good, actually.
But he doesn't care about the money. He doesn't need the money. He's already incredibly wealthy.
He is, yeah.
Especially through that Nike deal he did years ago.
Yeah.
He wanted it because he wanted that green jacket. This is a career-defining moment for him.
He's finally done it. Masters champion. And after many tears, his talent fulfilled and now unbridled joy. Rory's Grand Slam is complete.
He just hit the deck, as you would if you win the Masters, and he was in ribbons.
You would be, wouldn't you?
Of course you
would.
The
emotion, the relief, everything.
All these little videos of him as a little boy chipping into into a glass in his kitchen and all of that stuff were all surfacing on social media last night. Listen, no better Buchel.
And his little girl was there. She's so cute.
Oh, she's a doll.
I watched her doing the little golf shot over the weekend.
Yeah.
Isn't she gorgeous?
What a thing to do in front of your kids. They probably won't understand it for a long, long time, but like, you know, to win the biggest accolade in your chosen sport
is
in front of millions and millions of people around the world watching.
Amazing.
Loads of you stayed up late last night. You're all blurry-eyed this morning.
Yeah. What time is it on till?
I was well gone to bed and I was watching it. I stayed up till 11 and...
Okay, yeah.
Was he 12 under at one point? And then I was like, oh, he's three shots ahead. He has this one. I'll go to sleep. And I woke up. I was like, there was a bloody playoff.
Yeah, between him and Justin Rose.
Yeah. And his second shot in on the green was just a thing of beauty.
Wow.
It was just incredible. So anyway, congratulations. Well, Rory McIlroy has his green jacket. He's won the Masters. What did you win over the weekend? Did you win the Heart of a Fair Maiden? Did you win a Kit Kat? Did you win Cash Machine? Oh my God, another massive winner on Cash Machine over the weekend. We have rebooted and reloaded.
200.
Give me a little bit more, teeny bit more.
2.5?
202.
Wow.
Let's go for €202,000 on this week's Cash Machine. It's a guaranteed jackpot. And we're doing the phone call on Thursday. You'll win this money on Thursday before Good Friday. Red FM
breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
So how was the weekend? 0868 104 106. And if you've any good swinging spots for myself and Vic, let's hear from you. We're trying to get Rory a gig at Live at the Marquee.
We are.
We want him to warm up for Chris Kent doing dad gags.
Hi, Chris Kent.
Hello. Hi, Chris. Hello. Welcome.
So Chris is doing a massive show at Live at the Marquee. That's and right. I have a bit of an idea. So we do dad gags every week on the show, every Tuesday morning. I take on Rory. Rory hammers me. I'm used to it at this stage. And I was just wondering, Chris, who's your warm-up act? Are you revealing that yet?
Can I disclose that?
Do you want to disclose it?
I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you allowed announcing it?
Are you trying to squeeze someone else in? Maybe a little special guest, is it?
What I was thinking, maybe, you know... Rory would be really funny
Rory
in the market. 5 minutes of dad gags.
No pressure. Like, it's a small little gig.
Yeah, so it's 4,000 people staring up at you. So I thought, Rory, if you're going to get a bit of stage time with Chris here, we're going to get you into the marquee, which is his dream, by the way, to tell jokes in the tent. Let's see what you're made of. You're now doing an audition.
Go on, Rory.
Pressure's on, like.
Pressure's on.
Best comedians in the country just looking at me here now.
I know. It's only Chris. Like.
All right, so dad gags. Imagine these now live on stage. A couple thousand people in the marquee.
Yeah.
Me rocking up a big gold.
Sparkly jacket.
Big gold sparkly jacket.
I'm there. Lose the jacket.
Walk on stage and I'll say, lads, my mother-in-law fell down a wishing well recently. I was shocked. I didn't think they worked.
Okay.
All right. That's not bad.
Lads, my wife asked me who my favourite vampire was, and I told her it was the dude from Sesame Street. She said he doesn't count, and I said, I assure you he does.
Okay, it's going so... No, he hasn't buzzed you off yet, so...
Lads, my wife told me she needed more space, so I bought her a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Hey, this is how you shift the last 1,000 tickets away.
Is it?
Seriously?
Like, I think they're flooding back at the moment.
I'm joking, Rory. They're great.
Come on, Rory.
I asked Siri why I was still single, so she opened the front-facing camera.
That's very good. One for the road. This is, give him the killer one, man. We've got to get this gig for you, Rory.
Lads, did you know that bin men don't get any job training? They just pick things up as they go along.
Red FM Breakfast with Now. Watch the new season of Gangs of London on Sky or without a contract with Now.
Easter happening this week. Aldi have everything you need for an egg-stravagant Easter feast. Love the egg puns. You can pick up your 100% Irish Bord Bia Quality Assured award-winning lamb, plus fantastic range of decorations, crafting kits, bouquets and wreaths to fill your home with Easter joy. And I'll give you a €200 voucher right now for you to go and get everything you need. So we have to do celebrity impressions this week.
Yes.
So they're getting Easter eggs dropped off of their gaff. I wonder who this could be now. Oh, there's the bunny.
There he is.
Ring the doorbell. Thank you. Well, you know, it's taken me quite a long time to get to this moment in sport, this wee green jacket. And I've got a trophy now that I'm going to put on file in a filing cabinet.
You need to be a bit camper than that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Needs to be a little bit camper.
Chomper?
Yeah. Now you have it.
Hey, hold on there now. That hamper is camper. That doesn't work for him though, does it? Is he a bit more mid-Atlantic American?
Yes, you're right. There's definitely...
Yeah, maybe he talks about more like, you know, I'm hanging out in town.
Okay. Now you have it.
Anyway, I think you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Chomper? Have you got a camper van?
A camper van.
I'm going to fill up my camper van with Easter eggs from Aldi. That's brutal. Sorry, apologies. I think, you know, the green jacket should give it away. 0868 104 106. If you want to win a camper hamper.
Camper.
Sorry?
I don't know.
Rory.
Hi, buddy.
I'm trying to find appropriate music to play. Inspirational, appropriate music to talk about Rory McIlroy. This is what it sounded like and looks like yesterday. It was just, oh my God, roller coaster of emotions.
I am emotionally drained.
You are bait. I can see it in your eyes.
I'm watching. I sat down on the couch at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't move from the couch until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
It was all over. It was just the most incredible sporting event I think I've ever witnessed. The most nervous I've ever been watching sport.
When it gets down to that last, when it gets down to anything playoff, for when the trophy is like the Masters in Augusta, it is You were terrified for the guy.
But like the weight of history was on him. He was looking to become just the sixth golfer to do the Grand Slam, the first since Tiger Woods 25 years ago. We all remember what happened to Rory McIlroy in 2011 at Augusta. And he's had 14 years of that history weighing on top of him. And just the outpouring of emotion when he sank that putt on 18 when they in the playoff with Justin Rose. Mm-hmm. Sank to his knees and just started sobbing uncontrollably.
Aww. See, everyone expected him to bottle it, Vic. They expected him, like, because he had done, he was way ahead. He was three or four shots ahead,
yeah.
I think, going into the last four or five holes, Roar.
Yeah, and he nearly did bottle it. I mean, like, he put the ball into the water on 13.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a couple of times during that, like, he had massive struggles off the tee box yesterday. But his ability to scramble is just unparalleled.
So he's done the Grand Slam now.
He's done the Grand Slam, who's won all four, and to do that at Augusta is just remarkably special. Six golfers have done it. It's just, like, it's incredible.
I know we were talking about the prize pot, but I don't think the money was any motivation for him.
No, I don't think Rory McIlroy's struggling to pay the mortgage.
Yeah, I think he's grand. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So yeah, it's Tiger Woods, Ben Hogan, Gene Sarazen, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods are the other golfers to have done it. To put it into context, I think more men have walked on the moon than done the Grand Slam.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow.
Than the Grand Slam of golf. It's just, look, it was incredible. And like, he had a putt to win it in regulation in 18. He missed it. And you're thinking to yourself, right, he's gone. Justin Rose had finished very strongly.
Yeah.
He's going to go do it. But Rory McIlroy on 18, like, he on 18 the first time around, he put the ball into the bunker. But on 18 in the playoff, he just played it to perfection. It was amazing. Yeah.
See that shot he had when he was behind the tree?
One of the most amazing shots I think I've ever seen in golf.
You've never seen anything like it, Vic. He was basically behind two massive trees. He needed to clear those trees to get on the green. And he clipped the tree. This was the funny thing about it. The ball clipped the tree as he took the swing. And it landed within 2 feet of the hole or something ridiculous like that.
Oh, my God.
It was the most... It was on 15. It was the most incredible shot I think I've ever seen. For him to have like the mental strength to pull that off after what happened on 13 was just absolutely sensational. And like, it's a shame he missed the eagle putt, but like, he still got the birdie. But man, what a shot.
I've been up for hours across the night putting this emotional montage together, especially for you, and I definitely haven't robbed it from the Masters Instagram, okay?
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
I go back to watching this tournament, you know, the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old, watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today, and to think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today. My family, my team, they've been on this journey with me the whole way through. They know the burden that I've carried to, you know, come here every year and try again. The one thing I would say to my daughter Poppy, never give up on your dreams. Never, ever give up on your dreams.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's gone again. We've lost him.
I'm actually in bits.
Oh my God, sorry.
I think it's the exhaustion from the 3.5 hours sleep I've gotten today.
That would do it for you. Yeah, by the time I'd gone to bed, he was four shots ahead. I was like, he has it. I'll go to sleep. I'll wake up, celebrations. And then I woke up to a playoff. I seen the table playoff. I was like, oh my God. Quick Google. Rory's done the business.
Oh, man.
Everybody can breathe again.
Right.
So amazing.
By the way, can I just... We're doing this thing with Aldi. We're giving away €200 gift cards.
Nice.
And we have to... every one of us, you included, have to do an impression of a celebrity this week. Now, I don't want you to guess who this is, but I want you to tell me if it's a good one or a bad one.
Hello?
You know, it's taken me quite a long time to get to this moment in sport, this wee green jacket, and I've got a trophy now that I'm going to put on file in a filing cabinet. Why are you looking at that?
It's not bad.
Is that Gerry Adams? Did he win the Masters? Oh my God.
Oh no.
I never knew that. That's amazing.
Chucky RT time. 0868104106. Who's that? Red FM
Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
Let's go down to the Queensland. So Cove was originally called Queenstown.
Queenstown, yeah.
Yeah, well, you are the Queen Vic, and you live in the Queenstown.
Yeah.
So officially, you're the unofficial Queen of Cove. Yeah. But the old ships are coming back.
They are.
The cruise liners, the first 2025 cruise liner docks in Cork, the first of 107 ships this year.
Wow.
That's a bumper year.
Is it madness down there when the ships come in? Like, it's just thousands of people everywhere.
I know it sounds weird, but you just get so used to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it starts, like, now, and it goes all the way through to, like, October.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get used to it, but nearly every second day there's a new ship in, and it's just like Mardi Gras downtown, yeah. It's
oh, my God. So 107 ships are going to berth out in Cove, and starting from this morning, starting the beginning of this year's cruise season, it's going to generate about 17 million for Cork.
Wow. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the biggest amount of ships we've ever had.
It's going to be a record year. But I got brought out on a pilot boat to bring in one of these ships.
Cool.
All right. No. I stayed on the pilot boat, but the guy that was there, this is what happens. When the ships come in, they have local pilots who know the harbour. So the ship will kind of slow down and come to a really, really slow speed. Okay. The lads go out in these boats that resemble these really fast RNLI boats, and then a door opens at the side of the ship. Like James Bond, they jump in as the boats are flying alongside. He goes up and he brings in the ship.
Oh, wow.
So it's somebody's job. Mr. Mulcahy is one of the pilots that brings in all those ships. Well, we set a challenge to see if we could get one of the ships. You know, they can program their little horns.
That's right.
To play different songs. We wanted The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee played on a cruise ship. So we put it out there to a few cruise line companies, and one got back and went, yeah, I'm not familiar with the song, but send it on to us. And this is me on the lifeboat as this massive ship. This is the Royal Princess coming into Cove. Have a listen.
There she is. 4,500 people on board, and she's going to be in Cork until 6 o'clock this evening.
That's unbelievable.
Single-handedly, the coolest thing that a cruise ship has ever
really
done in Cork. So
well done. The
Royal Princess, when it docked 4,000 people on board.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
So how did Steve from Ballincollig end up on the show this morning?
Okay, so basically Stephen's partner Jen messaged me early this morning and she said, please get my partner Stephen to do the pop quiz this morning. He's been up all night.
Yeah.
He's absolutely wrecked. He's been watching Rory McIlroy win the Masters. But he's really good at quizzes. Let's put him to the test.
All right. Do you know why he's here now?
Why?
Because, why Steve? What happened last night? Who did you bet on to win the Masters?
Justin Ross.
Oh, Steve.
Well, listen, a lot of people would have bet on Justin Rose. Like, I mean...
Yeah, he's good.
They were expecting, you know...
There's no loyalty.
No loyalty at all. You're just in it for the money, kid, aren't you?
Yeah, right.
So you're here this morning now to balance the books on the money that you lost.
We'll try anyway.
That's fair enough. Are you absolutely wrecked?
Nah,
you're grand.
You're grand.
I'm grand.
Go to bed early tonight now, Steve. You'll be fine.
You must be very, very happy for Rory, though. You can't not be. No. Nah. Would have preferred if Justin won it.
Not overly,
All right. Okay. Listen, let's go for this. 10 out of 10. I'll do the first three as promised.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Name the Irish golfer that won the Masters, Rory McIlroy. Question number 2. What current video game movie is playing in cinemas right now? That is Minecraft. Question number 3. In what country are the pyramids? Egypt. Over to you, Steve. TOTP is the abbreviation for what former music show?
Top of the Pops.
Question number 5. Rapper Drake, is he from Canada or England?
Canada.
What holiday island is known as the White Isle? The White Isle of?
Pizza.
Question number 7.
Can
you name either of Will Smith's actor sons? So actor Will Smith, his two sons, name either of them.
Jaden.
Yeah, that'll do. Question number 8. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. Lyrics from what band?
The Verve.
Question number 9. What Cork actor played King Joffrey in Game of Thrones?
Oh, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Question number 10. What singer has a song called Another Love? He played
Another
the mark.
Another Love.
Another Love. It's a piano-y song.
Oh, the lad from Monkstone.
Key in
the
Crow. You gotta go for Key in the Crow. Listen, just before the buzzer got in there. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy, Minecraft in Egypt, and Top of the Pops, correct. Canada, Ibiza, Jaden or Trey?
Yeah.
Will Smith's sons. Now, the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. Lyrics from what band?
Verve.
Correct. You're two away.
Oh, Stephen.
You're two away from getting that money back you lost on Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
What Cork actor played King Joffrey in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I think your brain confused Game of Thrones with the Tudors.
That's what happened.
Because it was Jack Gleeson from Kinsale. Yeah. Jack Gleeson is King Joffrey.
Yeah, that's right. He was King Joffrey, yeah.
He's heard of you, Steve, and your head will be taken off. And Tom O'Dell is the man who had a song called Another Love. He played the marquee a few years ago. Tom O'Dell, not Cian DeGrow, but listen.
You did all right for someone who's had no sleep.
I tell you, bad day at the office for him now. Rory winning and Steve losing here.
Imagine what it'd be like if you had a full night's sleep.
I tell you, do you know what? You should just go back to bed and write today off.
Yeah,
I think that's what you need to do.
I think I will.
Well done, Steve.
I think I will.
We've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors on the way to you, and we'll talk to you another morning, Steve. Have a lovely Monday. Thanks for listening, all right?
You too, lad.
Take it easy. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Mrs. Steve, maybe you'll be brave enough to take on the quiz next time. It's 8:22 on Red. Talking in my sleep at night. Chris Kent was in with us, and we found out why the Cork Hurlers are performing at their peak. I didn't know this until I was speaking to Chris yesterday, but the Cork Hurlers, before they annihilated Tip on Sunday... hold on a second, me old ding-dongs after stopping here. This is the...
Your ding-dong?
Me ding-dong. Me ding-dong's broken. It's the world we live in, Chris. We've got to be recording you.
I know.
Chris did a gig for the Cork Hurlers before they went out and annihilated Tip. So if you're wondering why Cork had been performing so good, it's because Chris had been doing cheeky gigs for them beforehand.
That's what it was.
That's it.
So was it just for the squad and the team?
Yeah, the A team, B team, all the physios and all that.
Little
impromptu gig.
Really?
Impromptu gig. I love that.
The week beforehand. So
what was the thinking behind that? Like,
it was... Pat just got onto me, and he actually had gotten onto me previously as well. Now, I couldn't do it. I wasn't around. I wasn't even in the country. And asked me would I pop in and do a little surprise gig for the lads, and I did, and it was great crack, like, you know.
Brilliant.
Is this the dumb thing now before matches? Let's just get in a live comedian.
I don't know.
I've never heard it before.
Well, if it's not, it should be done.
It's either like book AC/DC for a private gig or get Chris Kent in.
Like, I'm not taking the credit, but they didn't win last year. And I wasn't available then, if you can remember.
If Liam comes home this year, it'll be Chris's
tea. I'll have to do another show.
Have to do another show for them.
And I was at the game as well with my wife, who was from Tip.
It was a great deal.
Even she enjoyed it. She's only with me for the passport, really.
Yeah, that's it.
For the Cork passport, yeah.
The citizenship.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there any talking in the car on the way home?
We were all right. Oh, we had a splendid day. A splendid day in the sunshine.
Bet very you good. Did. You've had issues with the Tipperary jersey before. Have a listen.
I was at the Cat last year. Had my small fella with us, right? He had a Tipperary jersey on him. I know, because my wife is from Tipperary, and I've no backbone whatsoever. So, Tipperary jersey, you know? He's only one, like, so that's grand. He's 1 year of age. Walking around the place, everyone thought it was very cute. I'd say the vast majority of people thought it was the cutest thing ever. One of the locals then. Jesus Christ. Isn't he a very brave man to be wearing that around here? I was kind of saying, come here, he's not a man at all. I don't know now, did you leave your glasses at home today? Like, but he's tiny. And if you're looking for trouble, my wife dressed them, all right? So she's over there getting us an ice cream. Work away.
I love how you bounce all of the deflection over to your beloved wife, that poor woman. Gillian's there. Hey, Gillian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Come here. Are you free to go to this gig in the Marquee? Would you like a couple of tickets?
Oh, God, absolutely. I mean, if he can get Cork beating Tip, he might be able to do the same for Cork and Clare.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Bring it on. Gillian, arrive nice and early. No heckling now, because he'll destroy you back. Okay, so you got to be very well behaved.
No better.
All right, where are you from, Gillian? Ryan Bandon, is it?
Bandon, yeah.
All right, big night out in the city for you at Chris Kent in the summer. We'll see you at the Marquee. Thanks a million, Gillian.
Waking up in Cork. Red FM's Giant Easter Egg Hunt with Wilton Shopping Centre.
Okay, this is mad exciting, and it's going to be great crack across the week. All this week, Red FM is giving you a chance to win free cash, the biggest Easter egg hunt Cork has ever seen.
Yeah.
Red FM's giant Easter egg hunt with our friends at Wilton Shopping Centre. Thank you, Wilton. Every day, we got a bunny with the money. He's going to hide an Easter egg somewhere in Cork with cash inside. Now, don't worry. You're not going to have to go scuba diving in the loch, or you're not going to have to go climbing cranes, or you won't be swinging out of trees, or like it'll be pretty much there in front of you.
Yeah.
It'll be nice, safe locations. There'll be nothing. We have consulted with health and safety.
We have.
And the egg will be there, very easy to find. But the clues, you got to work out. Each morning on this show, Red FM Breakfast will tell you what time the bunny with the money will be delivering the egg across the day. The only time you can find out in advance is here on this show, round about now every morning.
Yeah.
So once the hunt begins, you'll need to crack and unscramble the clues, hop around the county, look for the egg. You just have 60 minutes.
Is that all?
If you don't find it within 60,
that
money's going to go to someone else the next day.
All right.
So this afternoon, the bunny with the money is going to be delivering the egg at 3 p.m.
Okay.
That is your hunting time.
Okay.
At 3 p.m., bunny will hide an egg somewhere in Cork, and then you'll have 60 minutes to find it. But don't worry, listen to Kira's show, get those clues, and you're on the road to getting your Easter egg full of cash. All
right? I love a treasure hunt, don't you?
It's great fun.
Yeah, get the kids involved.
So remember, if you're playing parents, if you're bringing the kids along with you, make sure mum and dad are with you, just to make sure that they can help you along the way.
Of course,
okay?
Yeah.
But stay with Red FM right across the week. It is our giant Easter egg hunt. Free cash for you to get your hands on. With thanks to Wilton Shopping Centre, this is going to be the crack. This is going to be so much fun today. And look, loads of you are off. You're off work. You've taken a bit of time off, whatever the case may be. Make sure you have Red FM on in the afternoon, as you do already. You know the crack.
Get your clues.
Kira will give you the clues. And 3 p.m., Bunny with the Money's here.
Red FM's giant Easter egg hunt with Wilton Shopping Centre. Over 60 eggs sell in stores under one roof.